And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey everyone, it's Desert Fury here with Guitaru Man. If you don't know, he actually does our opening theme and outro for Real Dudes Podcast. Welcome, Guitaru Man.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for doing the interview with us today.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
To kick things off, how long have you been making music?
I started about 3 years ago.
Guitaru Man, what would you say your inspiration was for getting into music would be?
I've always loved music. My dad was a big fan of music. He played in a band and different things like that. So I've had the interest in that, but I never really, you know, kind of pursued creating it until about 3 years ago. I started really getting into electronic music and like what Skrillex was doing at the time, and I just thought it would be really cool to kind of experiment with like a MIDI keyboard and some software and things like that. So that was kind of what got me into it.
I see, and I must say that the way I like your sound, I'm not really like a dubstep guy myself, but I really do enjoy your sound.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. And so I've noticed that in your music, especially the one that the song that we used for Real Dudes Podcast, I see you draw even inspiration from some games. So would you like to talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I love games. I've been fascinated with them ever since, all the way back to Atari days. Probably not many people remember that anymore. But I remember being fascinated when my cousins got like the original NES with the original Super Mario Brothers, and I just have always been a huge fan of that, and that sound, like, it just has such a nostalgic feeling to it.
Oh, I agree.
So being able to kind of create music with those same, you know, tunes and have kind of, or those same sounds and samples, and being able to put different melodies to it, it just really, you know, hits me in kind of an emotional place almost.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. You know, I play some music myself, and there's something about those songs, even something as iconic as the Super Mario Brothers theme, it just hits that spot. Just, it's more than just nostalgia. It just hits a certain spot.
Yeah, definitely.
What would you say your favorite game growing up would be? Like something that really had an impact on you. It doesn't have to be musically, but just in general.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to have to go with two separate ones. I don't think I can pick I don't even know if I can do two. I guess it's kind of chronologically, there was a time period with The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past on SNES.
Very good choice.
Then moving on after that, the N64 came out. So then Super Mario 64, I think, is still a classic.
Yes, it is.
And I guess maybe my timeline's wrong, but somewhere in there was also Final Fantasy VII. That game was just a huge, huge impact on me.
Oh, very nice.
So those would be my top three in no particular order.
Those are all very excellent choices and all very, very iconic, no doubt. And so I guess I want to flip it a little bit and say, what would you say, like, musically growing up was a huge impact on you? And it could be anything, either gaming soundtrack, movie soundtrack, or band, or artist, or anything like that.
I guess kind of melodically, I grew up listening to, with my dad, the Beach Boys and their vocal harmonies, mm-hmm. and also like the Beatles, and they're just kind of more simplistic, you know, pop type songs, but with the really catchy melodies. And, you know, the later they went in their, I guess, musical journey, they got more kind of complex and in depth and things like that. So yeah. It was kind of neat to follow that progression.
I didn't grow up as a huge Beach Boys or Beatles fan. That's more of a recent thing, personally. But I know exactly what you're talking about. They both have that very unique sound that really grabs you, and I think that's not easy to find nowadays.
So that's, one of my biggest things is I feel like sometimes the music of today is kind of shallow and kind of formulaic, so I try to, emulate those older, I guess, songwriting styles where there was a lot more detail paid to the chord progression and the melody, the way that things were written and spanned out over a song.
Definitely. I know what you mean, and that's what I think what really draws me to your music also. A lot of dubstep, I think it's all about like the drop, so to speak, and to me it's just a lot of like noise almost. But your music seems to be have a certain, I don't know, you can tell you think about everything, and the timing, I really love the timing of a lot of things. It's just so well put together. I think it's more than just, you're looking for more than just the drop, like a lot of dubstep is today.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping to get across, I guess.
You're very welcome. Is there anything that, as far as today's music is concerned, that really jumps out at you?
That is a good question. I'm trying to think about what's been influencing me recently. I actually find a lot of every once in a while a song on the radio will kind of stick with me, but I kind of have my own I guess underground journey with like some of the other smaller, lesser known artists on SoundCloud. There's a couple like channels or accounts that I follow that post some really good kind of underground stuff with kind of the same vibes that I'm looking to create in my music. So that's some of my big influences currently.
Oh, okay. That's great. Would you like to name a few? I know I won't actually know the names, but I would certainly like to keep an eye out for them.
Sure, let me think. I really like Nitro Fun. He's got a lot of the more like chiptune style things, like with the old Nintendo sound effects and things like that. There's one artist called Mr. Fiji Weegee. He's got some pretty good songs out there. Let me think. I like some of the remixes from the Chainsmokers. I know they're getting more popular now. I think they had a single on the radio.
Oh,
But
nice.
even some of their older stuff before they got really popular was pretty good. Another artist that's a big influence on me, I guess, currently is Seven Lions. He really puts out some good, I guess started out more as like dubstep, but has progressed into come up some other genres and really made some nice tracks.
All right, I'll
So.
definitely look out for them. I'll probably look them up sometime after while I'm editing, just to have something going on in the background and check them out then.
Oh yeah, I hope you enjoy them.
Thank you. Would you say, is there any certain genres of music today that really you draw towards to? Anything like jazz, rock, anything like that you like to incorporate in your own music other than 8-bit sounds?
I mean, I'm just a big fan of music in general, so any kind of, really any genre can inspire me. Actually, I like a lot of bluegrass music, which I guess being from West Virginia, maybe that's, my blood or something like that. But that's another, I guess, genre where the art form and the songwriting really is a huge, huge part of it. But yeah, I mean, pretty much anything, rock, pop, some hip hop, bluegrass, classical, just anything.
Oh, that's great. I mean, you don't want to limit yourself to just one sound or anything like that. So that's really awesome.
Thanks.
No problem. So I'm gonna switch from music to just a lot of different gaming things. I'm gonna probably concentrate on gaming for a little bit.
Sure.
Is there like a soundtrack that you can remember that you can just find yourself going back to as far as video games are concerned that you that really jumps out at you?
Yeah, definitely the Final Fantasy VII had just a amazing soundtrack. I've always liked the music from Super Mario Brothers 2, which that's way back there. They had almost kind of a honky tonk piano feel to it, which was kind of interesting. That I thought had a really good soundtrack. Let me think.
Well, why
Those
you
are the
th
only ones that are coming to mind right now, but I know there's been a couple other ones.
Okay, no problem. I've never played Final Fantasy VII. I do have it on my PC, but I just haven't had time to play it just yet. But I have heard like everything about that game, from the way it looks and the art and the music and just everything is just there's nothing like it at the time.
It was just revolutionary. I mean, I think multiple times I spent probably like 150 hours on a save file, to get all the the ultimate weapons and all the extras and everything like that. So it was I put a ton of time into that game, but there was just so much content to be explored. So
I was just gonna say that I look forward to playing it one day, but I just haven't at the moment at least, I just haven't had the time.
I mean, it's definitely an investment. I mean, you can't, it's not one that you can just kind of sit down, for 15 minutes and, you really need to invest the time in it. So I understand how hard that is to do.
Yeah, nothing against Final Fantasy games. I always feel like whenever I start, when I know it's I'm gonna spend at least a good 40 to 90 hours, depending on the game,
Yeah, definitely.
and I just don't have that kind of time at the moment.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand that.
I just finished Inside with Kyle or Roberto, and we both have been eating that game up alive. And
Oh, cool.
even though we finished it in like 3 hours, we keep going back to it and replaying it and finding small things.
Nice. Yeah, that's the best when you can do that.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I just started another game called Unravel by EA. So far, that game is just outright beautiful. The way it looks and the music, and just that's what jumped out to me at first. And as normally soundtracks don't jump out to me, but Unravel soundtrack is excellent so far.
Oh, sweet.
So on the gaming side, are there any games that you're playing right now that you really find yourself really enjoying in your spare time?
Probably the only one I've played recently is Star Wars Battlefront. I'm a big Star Wars fan. I mean, I guess as far as the first-person shooter genre, it's probably not the best game, but it's pretty fun to kind of immerse yourself in that environment and background and play that. Before that, I got into Destiny pretty hard for a while. And then the Uncharted series, I played through the first three, but I haven't got the new one yet.
I'm not I don't I've never owned a Sony console, so I can't speak for Uncharted, but I have heard that the first one is fantastic. Like it's if you're a fan of the Uncharted series, you will enjoy it.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about it too.
But I do have to agree about Battlefront. I may not be like the best game of its like genre out there, but as far as Star Wars concerned, it is very excellent to immerse yourself, because I just love it's one of the more beautiful looking games out there. That and the sound is incredible.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had another question and it just left me, but in the meantime, is there are you coming out with anything in the future? Are you working on any projects right now?
Yeah, I've got a couple tracks that are kind of in the works. I kind of write in two different styles. Like one is where I'll just get something down quickly and just come back to it like every now and then and keep kind of plucking away at it. And the other way, like my last single, Better Man, I was able to just sit down and in the span of like 6 hours, just write and record the whole thing in one sitting. So I'll kind of go back and forth between those two, depending on how much time I have and what's really inspiring me at the moment. But yeah, there's definitely a few songs that I have kind of 25% through. that I'm hoping to finish up and get out there. So.
Okay, I'll make sure to keep them out, keep my ad on them, and Real Dudes always looks forward to stuff that you put out. Kyle certainly talks highly of you.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate your support, and I love the podcast, and if there's anything I can do to help support and get you guys out there as well, I'm glad to do it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much. Last question. Our next episode, or actually, rather this episode, will be mostly about Pokemon Go. We haven't recorded it yet as of this interview, but have you been playing Pokemon Go at all? And if so, what do you think about it?
I haven't. I think it looks amazing, but it's been so hot out here, and I'm lazy, so I haven't really like got out and like searched for it. But like everybody on my Twitter feed, and like just it seems like the whole world has gone crazy for Pokemon Go, and it looks amazing. I mean, I think the whole concept is just really fantastic, and it's great to get people up and moving around, and you know, instead of kind of just sitting in front of the monitor all day, it's like, you know, go out with your friends and look for them. So I love the concept. Maybe one day I'll download it and get up off my butt and get out in the real world for a little bit. But as of now, I haven't played it yet.
Fair enough. I will say, I've noticed, I have played it, but one thing I've really noticed is people who aren't even Pokemon fans are downloading this thing and playing it and going crazy over it. And I think it's just fantastic to see people that aren't even interested in Pokemon just grabbing it and going outside. I think that is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Guitar Man, thank you for your time, and certainly we'll enjoy your music, and we look forward to hearing more from you.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's no problem. And until next time, have a rad day.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Getting tired of your lunch options?
Change it up with Little Caesars Hot and Ready Lunch Combo.
Wowee, the winds of change.
Get four slices of pepperoni deep dish pizza, plus a 20-ounce drink, now for only $4. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
Little Caesars, obviously.
Get the Little Caesars Lunch Combo, now just $4, hot and ready 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays. Available at participating locations for a limited time, plus tax.